Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. My theme for reflection is wardrobe change from worn out to wonder. Wardrobe change from worn out to wonder. We have all had that one piece of clothing we couldn't let go of. A favorite t-shirt or old pair of jeans we wore past their prime. Holes, stains, stretched seams. We knew it was time to let it go, but it felt so comfortable. Eventually, though, someone lovingly or bluntly points out that it is not doing us any favors. And in that moment, we know it is time for a wardrobe change. In Ephesians 4, 17 to 24, the Apostle Paul offers a powerful metaphor for spiritual transformation that sounds a lot like replacing worn-out clothes with something new, clean, and fitting for who we have become. He begins with a clear call. Stop living like Gentiles, those who live alienated from the life of God because of their hardened hearts and futile thinking. Paul is not being self-righteous or exclusionary. Rather, he is identifying a very real problem. When people live apart from God, their understanding becomes darkened and their behaviors follow. Sin, in Paul's view, is not just breaking rules. It is a breakdown of perception, a distortion of what is true and good. The problem Paul exposes is not just moral decay, but spiritual confusion. The Gentiles have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Their actions stem from an inner disconnection from God, and that disconnection warps their desires, numbs their conscience, and eventually leaves them blind to truth. This is a sobering diagnosis, and Paul urges believers to take it seriously. You cannot live a new life while clinging to the old self. It is not just unwise, it is impossible. But Paul does not stop with the problem. The transformation begins with Christ. He reminds the Ephesian believers that they have learned Christ, a fascinating phrase that implies a relationship, not just information. They have encountered a living person who both teaches and transforms. To learn Christ is to be reorientated from the inside out, to undergo a renewal of the mind that makes holiness not just possible, but natural. God is the key player here, working to renew our minds, realign our affections, and recreate us in his likeness. This is not a self-help strategy, it is divine intervention. As James Smith writes, "You are what you love, and you worship what you love." Discipleship then is about retraining our loves. Paul echoes this idea. Our old self is shaped by misguided desires, but the new self, created after the likeness of God, is shaped by righteousness and holiness. When we put on the new self, we are not faking a different life. We are stepping into the true life that Christ has made possible. So what does this mean for us today? It means we need to examine our spiritual wardrobes. Are we still clinging to attitudes and patterns that belong to the old self? Are we resisting the Spirit's renewing work because the old clothes feel too familiar? The Christian life is not about behavior modification. It is about identity transformation. And that begins not with willpower, but with surrender to the one who makes all things new. Christians around the world share in this struggle and this hope. We are all in the process of laying aside what's dying and putting on what is truly alive. God is patient but persistent. He is not content to let us settle for stained garments when he offers robes of righteousness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what part of your old self is hardest to let go of and why? Number two, where do you sense God inviting you to be renewed in the spirit of your mind today? And now our practical exercise. Set aside 5 minutes today to pray through a spiritual inventory. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you one old habit or attitude or way of thinking that needs to be put off and one Christ-like virtue to put on in its place. Write them down and revisit them throughout the day. Lord Jesus, you are the truth that renews, restores, and remakes us. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Help us to let go of the old ways that no longer fit the life you've given us. Clothe us today in your righteousness and renew our minds by your Spirit. May our lives reflect the beauty and holiness of your likeness. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.